Hello. So it's been a little bit, and we are closing in on the end of November, and I wanted to do the November challenge, Moons challenge choice thing, whatever. Yay! Way back when I said I was gonna ramble about first love, so that's what I'm gonna do. So if you're here to hear about anything else, go away. First love. Okay, so maybe some history. By the way, I've tried to record this ramble a multitude of times, and so far have been interrupted every time by like dog barking, or doorbell ringing, or phones ringing, or random construction noises from somewhere. So we'll see if we can get through it this time. I'm optimistic. We'll see. Or I might just say fuck it and you'll get background noise. Okay. I have been in love. Hold on, I gotta count real quick. Let's see. Do. I'm missing somebody. Oh, duh. Okay, so six times. Is that a lot? I don't know. Historically, I'm a bit of a serial monogamist. That's not to say that I haven't also been in relationships that were less meaningful or friends with benefits or whatever situations that were not about emotions at all. I've had my fair share of that too, but I've definitely been in love six times. Of the six, the shortest relationship was 6 months, and that was the very first one, so that's the one we're here to talk about. And yes, I think you can love lots of people in a lifetime. So to me, six doesn't seem like a lot. I think, were they all the same kind of love? No. But they were all love, and they all were real and authentic for the time and place that they were in my life. I wouldn't trade any of them. I don't think I regret any of them. And by and large, they were positive experiences. Now, that's not to say that I didn't get hurt or do some hurting. I'd say, and I think I said this in another ramble, but I've had my heart broken and done the heartbreaking probably about an equal number of times on each side. I think that everyone should have their heart broken at least once. And it is not because I'm some sort of, masochist or someone who wants to see people hurting or anything like that. But it is some of having your heart really, really broken. And I mean the kind of torn out of your chest, torn into pieces, thrown on the ground, stomped up and down on, and shoved back in your chest. How's that for visual, guys? I think it's some of the most unique and imperative pain to endure in life, and I think everyone has to go through it at least once. Namely because I think you have to find out that you can survive it. Because heartbreak, especially that first heartbreak, feels like something you have zero chance of surviving. It feels like you will never breathe again. You will never smile again. You will sure as fuck never love again or find anyone who will love you half as much. It's total bullshit, but that's how it feels. And I think you have to find out when you bottom out at that point, you have to find out that you can survive it. And you will. You will survive it. As much as it doesn't feel like it at the time. I guess. And maybe you could say this makes me less of a romantic. I don't think it does. I think there's multiple people out there for everyone. I think there's always the potential to find love again. That's just how I feel. And I think that's not to say that after the first heartbreak, after you go through and survive it, it doesn't necessarily make subsequent heartbreaks easier, per se. But I do think, at least for me, For subsequent heartbreaks, there was always something in the back of my mind that said, yes, as much as this sucks right now and is just so bad right now, you're gonna get over it. Because I think I knew that from the first one, and from that point forward, as bad as they were, I also knew that I'd come out of it inevitably. So, first love, because we weren't here to talk about first heartbreak, although in my case they tie together. The first time I found love was when I was 15. He was 16. He was my first serious relationship, as serious as they get at that age. And yeah, I was a sophomore, he was a junior. We went to different high schools. And his name was Matty J. Well, Matt, but everyone called him Matty J. And Matty J had this giant, curly, crazy mop of brown hair, which is funny because he now has lost his hair, which is just sad because in high school, like, that's what he, like, people kind of identified him with. And then he had these beautiful green eyes, and he was funny and smart and witty and sweet. And he was my first, like, real thing. We met at this thing called Operation Snowball, and I'm not going to get into it because I will go off on a major tangent because it remains one of my most favorite things that I've probably done in life. I did it all through high school. And it's this thing where it took the two high schools in our district and mixed the students up. And you were gone. You were at like a YMCA campsite or something like that, like staying in cabins or in dorm type things for a long weekend. And there was a bunch of like peer groups and a lot of like peer led groups and then some staff led groups, and he was the peer leader for my little group. And we fell in like over the course of the weekend and then continued talking thereafter, and it wasn't very long before he asked me out. Or asked me to be his girlfriend, because that's how it worked when I was that age. It was sort of just like, you didn't really date. It was just like, do you want to be my girlfriend or boyfriend? Yes or no? And then you were together, and that was that. So we dated toward the end of my sophomore year, through that summer, and then into the very beginning of the next year. He had a license, so that was nice, because he could drive, because I wasn't old enough yet. And he was a lot of firsts for me. I did not lose my virginity to him. I lost my virginity when I was 19 in college to another virgin, which is a total comedy of errors. It's not quite as intuitive as you think it. And anyway, so Maddie J was my first love, my first like totally nude experiences with a member of the opposite sex. Well, sexual anyway, my first fingering, my first blowjob, my first giving someone else an orgasm, my first receiving an orgasm from someone else, the first kind of like sneaking around behind the parents' backs kind of thing. A lot of firsts. And it was great. It was a lot of learning, a lot of getting to know a lot about my own body and obviously someone else's. And it was good until it wasn't. And so I was madly in love with him. I remember because he went to a different high school, my friends didn't know him. So he actually made a resume that was all about him and included a baby picture for me to show my friends so they could get to know him, which I thought was incredibly sweet. I still think it's incredibly sweet. What did I do with that resume? Took it with me on a trip to Paris with my family for spring break and promptly left it in the seat back pocket. Always check the seat back pockets, people. So I only had it for a very short time, but oh my God, it was such an adorable thing to do. And of course, my friends loved it. He scored major, major brownie points there. Anyway, in the fall of my junior year, 2 days before my 16th birthday, he called me and broke up with me. And I remember I was in my bedroom and it was raining outside, and oh my God, I thought I was going to die. I. Because that is what your first heartbreak feels like. I thought I was going to die and never, ever, ever recover. And I mean, the most like animalistic, just sobs that came out of me. I mean, that's first heartbreak. You don't think you are ever going to breathe again, let alone laugh, let alone love, let alone any of that. And I mean, I spent my 16th birthday like at home crying into my cupcake or something. Should not break up with people right before their birthday. It's just mean. But anyway. And I remember the next day, my mom didn't make me go to school. She let me stay home from school. I mean, I was such a fucking mess anyway. Who knows what they would have done with me? And I just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. And I think as a parent, that's probably got to be. It's probably gonna be really hard for a parent to like. And if you're a parent and just to watch your poor child's heart just shatter. I mean, knowing full well that this guy or girl that they were dating at 15 was not the person that they're gonna end up with in life, was not the end all be all, that was only a beginning, not an end. But to not be able to convey that in any way that's gonna be heard at that point in time, because fuck, I mean, your first heartbreak, like, there's no amount of anyone else telling you that it's gonna be okay that you're gonna believe, especially not when you're a 15-year-old, like, angst-ridden, whatever. So, as a parent, I bet that's really, really hard to just sit back and watch, and the helplessness that you have to feel as your child's just crushed in front of you when you know they're gonna be okay. But it doesn't matter. There's no amount of wisdom or knowledge you can impart at that point in time that they're going to listen to. So you just have to ride it out with them. So yeah, she let me stay home that day, but the next day she was like, get your ass to school. I think I spent half the day crying in the tech director's office because, yeah. And then, you just put one foot in front of the other because you have to. Good news was that because he went to a different high school, I didn't have to see him. I'm old, so this predates like all the social media shit. So you really could like break up with someone and really not have to see them or what they were up to. And yeah, because he wasn't didn't go to my high school, I didn't have to bump into them in the hallways. And now I will say, like, our two social circles had kind of started to mix at that point, so eventually we were running around, in the same groups of friends, but for a while there was just no crossing paths to be had, which was good. Definitely helps you get over it faster. For me, I don't know if this is true for everybody. As much as you've moved on and I could be enjoying life and having a good time and by and large, fine. There's still some part of me that doesn't get over like that last heartbreak or that last love until I kind of have a new crush or feelings for someone else. It's different when I was the one to end a relationship, because usually when you end a relationship, you're just sort of ready to wipe your hands of it and move on, and you can move on almost immediately. But when you have your heart broken, it's different. And I feel like for me, I never quite got over it until, I found someone else to give my heart to. So, Maddie and I, yeah, broke up the September of my junior year, and then I started dating Josh the end of my junior year. And then, yeah. He was my next love, and that was 2 years, about 2 years, yeah. And like I said, no regrets. I don't think I would trade, and they weren't all great, but I don't think I would trade any of them or any of the experiences I had. I definitely probably learned something, at least about myself, if not about other people, from each one. Had some great times and experiences. And I wouldn't trade it. So there you go. Like I said, I definitely think there's more than one person out there for everybody. So, and I've had my fair share. I think I would say I've been pretty lucky in love, by and large. I feel like I've been pretty lucky, yeah. There you go. So I don't know, how long have I been a rambling idiot for? Oh, 15 minutes. Not totally terrible. That's it, guys. I'm gonna call this one done. So I'd love to hear about your first love stories. And I will talk to you all soon. Bye.